Hundreds of Second Amendment advocates jammed the Capitol's halls and filled all overflow rooms trying to listen in on Monday's hearings. Even before the testimony began, a plane flew above the building with a banner saying, quote, "Hick, don't take our guns." Honking cars circled the Capitol all day, protesting the debate going on inside. Jim Heath drove up from Colorado Springs. He says he didn't expect to actually make it inside a packed hearing room, but says it was important for him to make his presence and opposition known to lawmakers.
All are taking away some right that we already have because we're in a country that should be governed by the Constitution. So who are the representatives that we should be representing us to try and take away any of the God-given rights?
Four of the seven bills have already cleared the Democratic-controlled House, including measures requiring universal background checks on all gun purchases and a bill limiting high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds.
It just seemed to me the knee-jerk reaction was to go right for gun rights or gun restrictions rather than to consider maybe mental health issues.
John Flynn is a project engineer for the State Department who stood in the hallway outside a committee hearing room. He opposes all the measures because he says they punish law-abiding citizens. He also believes the White House is trying to use Colorado as a test case on just how far Democrats can push gun control legislation.
I think that with our collective intelligence, we can come up with more constructive ways to prevent issues like Columbine, Aurora, Virginia Tech, Newtown. Gun control has been tried in the past and it hasn't worked. Statistics show it.
But advocates for the bills argue the measures would help prevent gun violence. Jane Doherty lives in Colorado and lost her sister in December's Sandy Hook shooting. She testified in support of a high-capacity magazine ban. Doherty says no one, including shooters like Adam Lanza, should ever have access to such a deadly weapon.
The large-capacity magazine that he held was the same type of weapon we use in war, and he had enough firepower to act as a platoon to slaughter these babies, helpless children, in classrooms.
Several other victims from mass shootings testified in support of the stricter gun laws. Patricia Mesh helped tackle Tucson, Arizona gunman Jared Loughner. She says the images will stay with her forever.
The destruction of a human body hit by bullets is sadly, incredibly grotesque. From pink to blue to gray in a matter of seconds, with hands curling up, pools of blood, gaping mouths, and eyes wide open.
One of the more controversial measures being proposed got its first hearing on Monday. Democratic Senate President John Morris of Colorado Springs is sponsoring a bill that could hold sellers and manufacturers of assault weapons civilly liable in shootings.
When you acquire an assault weapon, you're putting all of us at risk just to satisfy your own want. You should not be able to do that without taking complete responsibility for putting the rest of us at risk. These weapons don't serve a useful public purpose.
Morse acknowledges that the safest way for a seller to avoid liability is to simply not sell assault weapons. He says it's not a constitutional right, but opponents argue it is a right, and his bill is simply a backdoor assault weapons ban. Republican Senator Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud says most weapons are used lawfully.
Those semi-automatic rifles, when they are used for the defense of property, of family, of individuals, do serve a purpose. And the purpose is to deter destruction of people and property. That's what they're extremely likely to do.
Lawmakers also heard a bill that would ban online training for concealed weapons permits and a measure requiring domestic violence offenders to surrender their guns. All the proposals passed on party-line votes. Perhaps a Republican lawmaker summed up the long day of hearings best when he said these awful tragedies should be prevented, but there's a real deep disagreement as to how we get there. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.